Margot Larson, Saratoga Springs, New York. I just listened April 18th, the young woman from the EPA, and I just have tears. We have only one place to live. We only have one place to call our home. How can we get this administration to realize the damage that even a little bit of pollution can do? I just ask that everyone listening just pray and do whatever you can to fight this deregulations that are coming. Thank you.
My name is Linda Thorpe. I'm from Fort Edward, New York, calling about the talk that I just heard about the acid rain and the EPA. Several years ago now, I went up to Loon Lake, New Hampshire, to a Celtic festival, and we went to the lake up on top of the mountain, and it was crystal clear, and there was not a fish in it. I said something about the loons. Where are the loons? And they said, the loons have left because there are no fish here for them to eat, and it's from the acid rain from out west.
This is Sebastian Vaught, Springfield, Massachusetts. As you know, one of the biggest concerns and worries to average American family is health care and the costs associated with it. It also is a huge burden to American business, putting them in tremendous disadvantage trying to compete with foreign firms, especially those located in countries with single-payer health care system. We can fix that. There is a distinction between immigrants who are here legally and been contributing to the greatness of this nation for the past couple of hundred years, and the sneak-ins who illegally take advantage of our social services, getting a free ride in almost everything from housing, education, food, to health care, and so on. The governments from which the illegals come from should be responsible for the costs associated with their illegal living in the United States. Forcing those governments to pay for their citizens' cost of living in the U.S. could free up hundreds of billions of dollars, which could be used to create our own state-of-the-art single-payer healthcare system.
Robert Nichols, Middletown, New York. I was impressed with the roundtable discussion with Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Dr. Tyson is right about science learning. Ivan Pavlov once summed it up when he says, do not be an archivist of facts, but search for the laws that govern those facts. Thank you very much.
Donald Kosick, Springfield, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for the Amy Mann interview. Listened to her for years. Such a unique songwriter, singer-songwriter. Such a unique artist. We're lucky to have her, and you're bringing her in well at the egg, and I appreciate that. But great interview. Thank you.